This is Dakota Datebook for March 26th. There was a hint of panic when three cases of polio were reported in Fargo in 1921. The Ward County newspaper warned, "It is certain that the disease will spread over the state at an early date." Polio was the most feared disease in the United States, and for good reason. Polio was the leading cause of disability in children. It was highly contagious and terrified parents. Victims could end up in a wheelchair for life, with as many as 40% of survivors suffering permanent damage. In the worst cases, a polio survivor could end up in an iron lung because they couldn't breathe on their own. At the first hint of polio in a neighborhood, people avoided crowds. Parents were careful not to let their children play with others who had a runny nose, as the early stages of polio resembled a bad cold. Summer became known as polio season. Public swimming pools were closed. Moviegoers were urged to sit apart, and insurance companies began selling polio insurance for newborns. The first polio epidemic in the U.S. hit Vermont in 1894, and an even bigger outbreak occurred in New York City in 1916. Polio cases regularly spiked to epidemic levels in the 1940s and 50s. While some diseases, like tuberculosis, had a higher death rate, the fear of paralysis in children was especially terrifying. Dr. Jonas Salk had been working on a vaccine to prevent polio. He even tested it on himself and his family. On this date, in 1953, Dr. Salk announced he had successfully developed a vaccine that was effective in preventing the disease. Just the year before, there were 58,000 new cases of polio in the U.S., and more than 3,000 people died from it. Salk's announcement was hailed as a miracle. After the vaccine became widely available, new polio cases dropped to under 6,000 by 1957. The World Health Organization set a goal to eradicate polio globally, and they're getting very close. In 2012, there were fewer than 200 cases of polio worldwide. The United States hasn't seen a death from polio in decades. The National Institutes of Health credits Dr. Salk and his vaccine for that incredible achievement. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.